Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about the importance of overcoming loneliness for your health and happiness. Loneliness serves us in a method similar to that of when we get hungry, thirsty, or tired. It's really a pain signal that we need to pay attention to. We know we're lonely when we're feeling isolated, left out. And interestingly enough, the research demonstrates that even if people have many friends, are busy running around, doing all kinds of activities, if the relationships are superficial, people still feel very lonely. And this is a really big problem. Because as I found out as I was doing research for this, there's a 30% increase in mortality based on loneliness. Compare this to 25% for people who abuse alcohol, 20% for obesity, and 5% for air pollution. So this is a fairly important aspect to our lives as human beings that we need to respect and learn how to contend with to be happy and to live longer and fulfilled lives. Loneliness increases depression. It gets in the way of our sleep, which is our natural recuperative manner of healing from our hard days of work and play. And this is based on higher cortisol levels due to the loneliness. So one will ask, what can we do in order to help ourselves be less lonely? Well, as I said in the beginning, lots of superficial relationships, running around, being busy, is really not the way to go about doing this. It's very important for us as people to realize we're social beings. It was never meant for us, anthropologically speaking, to act independently. In our old days, it was hunter and gatherers, women working together and men working together. And as time went on, in the agrarian societies, whole families worked together, and even communities, to be able to survive. So think about us human beings as being similar to ants and bees. We need one another, and we need to interact with one another in order to be happy and fulfilled. So the question comes, how does one go about doing this? Well, in the age of the internet, it's very easy to go online and find people who have similar interests to you. Because one of the indicators for long-term relationships working out is shared interest. But along with that, you need to have shared values and attitudes. You see, when we're normally left to our own devices to go find people, we'll look for attractive people who may or may not share a common interest, who we feel attracted to. But those relationships really don't last in the long term. It's really about matching up the values, beliefs, attitudes, and interest that work to make a really healthy, vibrant, long-term relationship. Another thing to keep in mind regarding people who may feel lonely is that many times they stay alone because they feel like they've been hurt many times, so their defenses are up. But if you think about it, we human beings are very tough on ourselves as well. So we can't really expect someone else outside ourselves to be perfect. in terms of our interrelationship with them. The best way to handle this is just to have a conversation with the person and let them know that whatever they did didn't work so well for you. You forgive them for that trespass, and to tell them to refrain from doing it in the future. Because all relationships take work and communication. This is just the way it is in life. You're going to find, as a result of this relationship, that you're energized, healthy relationships. Now, how do you know that you're in a negative or unhealthy relationship? You find yourself feeling drained of all energy. You might feel negative attitudes or responses to the interactions you're having with the person. And in this case, that's probably not a very healthy relationship for you to continue. Keep in mind, though, that one is not going to be able to force a relationship. You're really looking for a good match for yourself, based on the things that matter to you, matching up with the things that matter with the other person. And when you do this, you'll find yourself having much better relationships. Another thing that's really important to keep in mind, too, is that when we go out and we give of ourselves out there in the community, fulfillment can be had. Because volunteering, doing things that really matter to you, bring on positive feelings and increase all those positive hormones we need, like the serotonin and dopamine, to make us feel healthy and well, while decreasing the cortisol, which makes us feel poorly. So yes, there's many things that you can do in order to help yourself to feel less lonely, become a part of your community, and to really focus on one or two really good, healthy, long-term relationships. Because we have to be mindful of the amount of time that we need to put into these relationships as well. Good relationships take time. Time to develop, time to be with the other person, time to work through. So go out there, get involved with those things that really matter to you. Get involved in those interests. Get involved in those things that you find interesting with people who share those interests. And then work on developing relationships from there. And you'll find that you'll be a lot happier. You'll no longer be lonely. But remember that relationships are also a two-way street. It's not up to the other person to constantly call you and invite you to do things. You also have to pick up the phone, invite the other person to do things with you. It's a two-way street. Keep these things in mind, and you're going to find yourself a lot happier, more fulfilled, and no longer lonely.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.